when I have a conversation with somebody regarding some really good stuff, I know other people will be benefited, so I like to pass it on. So I had a conversation about how the system has created a bunch of boxes for you to be in. And all these boxes are a trap. After I had that conversation, I got in my car and went to the store just now, and there was a bumper sticker on somebody's window, and it said, "Don't grow up, it's a trap." The gist of the matter is this: mankind creates his own box. Doesn't matter if it's a small box, big box, medium box, system box, secret society box, coven box, church denomination box, whatever it is. Mankind creates a box. He lives in a box. His house is a box. His car is a box. His office is a box. He builds a shed. It's a box. He ships his products to his customers. That's a box. Everything is a box in a man-made system. And so if you want to escape the box, you're going to have to do it spiritually. You're going to have to do it spiritually. You got to learn to live inside a box system, but not be of it. You're in the system, but not of it. Why is the system the box? Well, the sister has a box. It's a birthing box. And so the system is a birthing box. The culture, the cult, your cult, culture, denomination, dename you, your denomination, your culture, your system, everything in the system, because that's what's called system. It's a system, sister. And so the system is a birthing box. Sometimes you need a box. The Bible makes it clear, the letter of the law killeth. The Spirit gives life, but the law was sent to show you your sin. You need a box for a season. But a lot of people stay in the box their whole life. You don't have to stay in a box your whole life. A lot of people join the secret societies, the Freemasons, the Covens, and all that stuff, and they don't think they can get out. And a lot of times if they join, they get a good job, get a good position, and they leave, they'll be ostracized, or they might become an Illuminati sacrifice, right? So it's best not to join a box. And then if you are in a box and you realize, hey, I'm in a box, I'm in a denominational box, I'm in a secret society box, just walk out. Just walk out. Just be done. Say, I'm done. If you're in a doctrinal box, now sound doctrine is important. Rightly dividing the word of truth is important. But if you're in a Methodist box, a Pentecostal box, a Baptist box, one's legalism, one's traditionalism, one's emotionalism. If you're in some kind of box, just walk out. If you're in a cult or ism like a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon or something like that, just walk out. Open the door and walk out. How do you unfold a box? How do you walk out of a box? Well, when you unfold it, you see a cross. Christ in you gives you the power by faith. Appropriate by faith. Jesus is the path. There's two paths, okay? You can choose your path, you can choose some man's path, or you can choose the path of Jesus. There's only one path, really, that leads to righteousness. And it's not your path, it's not my path, it's not some box path, some denominational path. It's Christ alone. The box is a trap. The box system's a trap. Just like Jezebel. She traps a lot of men, and they might have pleasure for a season, but it's a trap. And it's true for the women that meet up with a Jezebel man. It's a trap. And you know it's a trap because they never follow through. Something in this life that's truly enjoyable, pleasurable, peaceable, it's going to be without hypocrisy. It's going to be dependable. It's going to be something you can depend on, count on. Truth is something you can count on. Joy is something you can count on. You can't count on your emotions. They're up and down. But you can have joy even if you're sad. It's a trap. The box system's a trap. Come join our organization. It's a trap. Come join the Republican Party. Come join the Democratic Party. Come join the Independent Party. It's a trap. Now, I vote Republican because I believe we're in a republic. But I'm not a member of a Republican Party. I'm not a member of the organization. The secret to life is not to tie in to any system as much as possible. You got to have a job or you got to run a business. You got to eat. So if a man don't work, he don't eat. So you know that. You got to eat. You got to work. I just came up across an orange box truck right in my face on the highway. I mean, right in front of me. I was taking the exit, and it was right there on the other side of the median. You couldn't miss it. A box truck, orange as all get out, right in my face, as I was talking about. Now, you gotta work, so you gotta become a member of a job. Two part-time jobs are better than a full-time job, to be honest with you. You're not gonna make a lot, but you know, let's say you make a lot of money. What do they do? If you get a job where you make a lot of money, they shut you down. They shut your soul down. Anytime you join a box, let's say you join the secret society, Masonic temple. Everything you learn in there is a secret. You can't tell it. You can't talk about it. That's a box, people. If it's a secret, you don't want it. You want to tell the whole world the truth. Apostle Paul said, I'll show you a great mystery of Christ in the church. He didn't keep it secret. He did go to the third heaven and see things he couldn't able to talk about, but the reason he probably did that is because he knew it would upset people and it would be too much. And the Bible, he might have talked about it to some people, but the basics are there. The fundamentals are there, but it's not a secret. If I told you the old overarching pattern in this world, in this creation, is God's word won't return void, and so that's why your thoughts return back, that's why everything you do returns back, you reap what you sow, karma's going to get you, boomerang comes back, you break a piece of magnet, it comes back, you have sound waves bounce back, you have light waves bounce back, when you look in a mirror, it comes back. You put a seed in the ground, watermelon seed, watermelon comes back. Everything comes back. Now, actually, when you put watermelon seed in the ground, you actually get watermelon seed back because inside the watermelon is a bunch of seeds. You might get 100 seeds. The seed is within itself. The seed is within the seed. My point is, you want to get rich, spread some seed. You want to have a production, a reproduction, spread some seed. You want to be blessed, spread some seed. Invest in multiple things. Put your arms out and do a bunch of stuff, but just don't be tied to any one thing. Don't be in a box. Don't be tied to some box. The box is slavery. The box is darkness. When you're in your house and you got your blinds shut, you can't see outside. That's why they're called blinds. It's blinding you. The box is designed to blind you. How do you see outside? You have to turn the blinds and open the blinds. Open. P-E-N. You have to open the blinds, and when you look through the window, there's a cross on the window. When you look out your door, your peephole, there's a cross on the door. Open door. How do you get an open door? Jesus is the door. You know, eternal life is a person. Jesus is eternal life. Eternal life is a person. The way is a person. The Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit in you is a person. You mesh with God by the Spirit. We all have spiritual gifts. We all have different insights. Insight. We all have different roles and functions and purpose. But we're all playing in the same script on the same checkered board. Leave the box. Leave the computer box. Leave the TV box. Leave your phone box. Leave it all. If you tie into the box, don't stay in too long. Get in and get out as fast as you can. Go do your job and go home. Get in. It's good to enjoy your career. You know, if you have a career, do something you enjoy, because you got to be there 8 hours a day. You might as well enjoy it. Sometimes you got to be there 10 hours a day. It just all depends. This is a sacrificial redemptive system. That's the overarching pattern of this whole thing. And it's based on the Lamb slain before the foundation world. When Jesus split space-time, he came down into this sine wave system. That's the horror show. He went through the cross. That's the love story. He rose again. That's the victory. He sent back the Holy Spirit. That's the time travel movies. All your movies are based on the cross. All your patterns are based on the cross. The overarching pattern is what happened at the cross. God's word won't return void. That's an overarching pattern. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. That's an overarching pattern. Wives, submit to your husbands. That's an overarching pattern. There's some overarching patterns that apply to your whole core, your whole being. Together is an overarching pattern. To get her. The man reaches out to get her, try to pull her back. God tries to get heirs, joint heirs. Together is an overarching pattern. To gather is the same thing. To gather up is an overarching pattern. I noticed when I started doing this new experiment, gathering wood and all, it just starts to multiply. It's an overarching pattern. When you go out and you start to gather stuff, it changes your mind. I'm not saying go gather everything you see on the side of the road. If it's infested with bugs or whatever, or dirty, but people throw out good stuff. Build you a little shed, put it in there, and you can use the wood to help. If, let's say, your deck, you have a problem with your deck. You gathered some wood, threw it in the shed, and then when the deck needs repair, you got the wood. When your siding needs repairing, you got the siding. Whatever it is, you got it in storage. To gather, give it away. If you gather some stuff and your next door neighbor needs a piece of wood on their porch, give it to them. That's the whole purpose of gathering, to give. To flow is an overarching pattern. Cut is an overarching pattern. Turn is an overarching pattern. Union is an overarching pattern. The flow is an overarching pattern, and it applies everywhere. Cut, everything you do, you cut your food when you chew it. When you're building something, you cut something. You turn something. You bring something back into union. Husband-wife union. Kids run to their mama, union. Why do kids run to their mama? Why do they want to be in union with their parent? It's an overarching pattern. The blood in your body has to flow. The water has to flow. You can't drink it. The money has to flow. The currency has to flow. The current has to flow. Everything has to flow. Why? It's an overarching pattern. If you seek and find and knock and look for the overarching patterns, you solve all mysteries. And then you can see past time. Because time really don't exist once you see the archetypes of all things. Time is just a birthing process. That's all time is. It's a birthing process. That's all. Birthing in your character to its new state. Birthing in your spirit man to its new state. Birthing in the new insight. Birthing in new position in Christ. Time is just a birthing cycle. Every day is the same. It's no different than the woman having a cycle to birth. The earth is under a cycle system to birth you to your new state. You're not really moving. Time don't exist. It's all a projection from the cross. And you're just repeating the same story of Genesis 3 over and over and over. Now, can it be boring? Yes, once you see it. But it can also be exciting because you know all the patterns. You can sow seed and create a harvest. And it's kind of fun. You're not God. You're just a farmer. You're a spiritual farmer. You're not God. Okay?